Make your father suck your dick. Your father suck your dick. Hi ho, the Mario. Your father suck your dick. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cumtown. We're back with a late bonus. We had some travel problems. Mm-hmm. Adam's private jet from Long Island got held up.
Yeah.
He was.
I actually take Blade, which is the Uber for choppers.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. That rocks.
Yeah, a lot of people know this, but as soon as we finish recording the podcast, we all just get individually tucked away in tiny shoe boxes. Mm-hmm. And we do absolutely nothing until it's time
to record. No, we have no lives. There's
absolutely nothing ever that comes
up. It's the only thing we have going on. Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the fact that one of us is completely immobile now.
Yeah. And on the road.
He can't move, and he's moving.
It was brutal.
He's moving between Americans. Cities, yeah.
Mm. Shouts out to everyone who came out to Charlottesville, Philly, Beemore.
Do you do it seated?
I did it seated, dude, off the stool.
Oh, cool.
On my marriage.
Cosby
shit.
Style.
Cosby style.
Yeah.
Kicking knowledge.
Yeah.
Let everybody know how Cosby females. Style.
Which Cosby? Innocent, proven by the Asia
yeah,
Argento.
Asia Argento. Gentlemen, rape is back on the menu.
Yeah,
yeah. So Me Asia, Too is over.
Asia Argento raped like a 4-year-old boy.
Yeah.
What?
No, I think it was two. One. Yeah, it was
what?
Two, yeah, it was like a 2-year-old boy.
Month,
she shoved an entire baby into her pussy.
Yeah. And then gave birth to it.
And then gave birth to it and then shoved it back in there. She kept repeatedly, she gave birth to this baby. And it was a talking baby. So it's old enough to remember what's going on.
From Look Who's Talking.
So it was like, I don't. Please let me. I want to go. Please let me go home.
And granted,
please stop doing this.
Granted,
oh God.
In her defense, putting a baby back in and out of your pussy, great bit, but against the law. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, she stole it from David Blaine. Anyway.
She did. He worked on that for.
I remember
for
that
18
one.
Months.
Don't move. All right, turn around.
Yeah.
All right. Now, open your pussy up. Oh, my God. Where did you get this baby? It's a surprise, bitch. It's fucking magic. Let's check again.
That's your baby.
The baby's gone.
Yeah.
It's actually my baby.
David
now it's your baby. I want you to think of a baby. Now check your pussy again. Oh, my God. This is the baby I was thinking of. Yeah. So she did that.
Yeah,
she
no,
did
that.
Damn. I didn't hear that.
She had sex with a 17-year-old.
She had sex with a 17-year-old
child actor.
She played the kid's mom. And then
that seems okay.
And then paid him off.
No, she played the kid's mom. She knew him since he was 6 years old. Ooh, she groomed him.
Ah,
she paid
his, played
him
his mom
into coming
in a movie.
Into a hotel room, like blows the kid. He's traumatized about it. She pays him. The kid gets a lawyer and threatens to sue, and then they get like they settle for like $380,000. And before you say that sounds okay, it is legally statutory rape.
Of course, yes.
The age of consent in California.
No,
is 18.
Don't get me wrong. It's wrong.
Yeah,
having you know, it is that is the thing you have to fight whenever you hear one of these where you're like, damn, that sounds pretty cool.
Well, you don't have to fight anything. I mean, if that's how you feel, say it.
Well, but it, I mean,
you shouldn't fight.
You shouldn't be a grown woman who knows a 6-year-old that like from you know known him for years and like fucks him when he's 17. That's weird, dude.
Yeah.
But as a thinking of me as a 17-year-old. Would I like to get blown by someone whose name sounds like cheese, by the way?
I don't know. I black
Sargento.
Sargento. Yeah.
I would love to be blown by Asia Sargento.
Pussy, like, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
She's the daughter of
I'm
the Sargento.
I'm trying to get a little polio.
That's right, dude.
No, I was 20. I blacked out one time at a party, and I came to, and I was in the bathroom fucking this, like, 40-year-old who was insane. And I was, like, not cool with that.
Oh, yeah, that sounds horrible.
I mean, I'm
horrible,
not going to say I was, like, raped. I mean, I'm sure that I was, like, I'm going to go fuck in the bathroom.
Right,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guarantee you that's how it happened.
But when you came to, it didn't feel good.
Oh, no, not
no.
at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so, I mean, I, granted, yeah, maybe, Sav, you know, there is, some, it's kind of not explicitly, you know, as bad as some other things, but if
no,
you're going to make
bad.
Yourself a leader of the Me Too movement,
yeah,
and then
you
be simultaneously
the
paying off a legal child that you had sex with,
yeah.
you know, you
no,
should
of
probably
course,
just
it's a bad,
step back and...
I'm going to say it's a bad look.
Yeah, not
I'm
a gonna,
I'm going to officially make that one of Stavi's bad looks of the week.
Yeah, there you go.
Asia Sargento. Stick to making pepper jack, shredded pepper jack.
Well, yeah, so Me Too is now officially over. Time's Up still going strong, though.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, no. It feels like Time's Up is over and Me Too is back.
Well, she was Me Too, and then they rebranded as Time's Up.
But isn't Time's Up for
lawyers,
actors?
The Jew lawyers in Hollywood, yeah, were like, we need like our own Me Too.
So wasn't, but isn't
Me
that...
Too's hot, okay?
Yeah.
Well, how are we going to rebrand
the responses on Twitter, just some excellent takes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just some, this doesn't diminish what Harvey Weinstein did. It's like, yeah, no one's saying it does.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
also, yes, it does. It absolutely diminishes it. It's called an eye for an eye, yeah. And it's mm-hmm. the cornerstone of any successful society.
That's right. Hammurabi, dude. Yeah,
his vengeance.
He's still on all our money, is Hammurabi.
Uh-huh. Is cutting somebody's head off because mm-hmm. they looked at your daughter.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
That's the kind of world I want to live in.
Unless yeah. they are related the to her, in war. Which case, free pussy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's how it works.
My friend was telling me this weekend that he listened to this thing about how people lived in ancient Greece.
Nice, hit me with
or
it.
Or ancient, maybe it was ancient Rome. But damn. That people would have a house, and in one house, it was the wife and the kids. And the next door house would
cave.
Be the,
yeah.
the man and then the boy. The,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, really?
And then he wouldn't go and see his kids until they were five.
Yeah. 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 Man, boy cave. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't really have a man cave so much as a boy cave. Yeah, you know, we got the fucking...
Some recliners.
Big screen TV.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah.
Cup holders.
A couple of lazy boys. Yeah. A six-year-old chained to the window. Yeah. Nice little boy cave. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So he'd
strawberry-flavored lube for him.
And then, like, he wouldn't... I guess it wasn't the custom to see your child until they're five. So, like, you would not be present. In the next door house.
Really?
That was just for impregnating a woman.
So that, yeah.
He supported.
Away from the pussy, though, you got to get a little boy pussy to tie you over
and then
until
your
you can
boy
see
lover.
Your family.
There's the
yeah, I'm John Madden here for Boy Caves. <There's> great. I wish I could do a good John Madden.
No, it's whole, like
we should
like,
do that. Yeah. Would be a fun riff out is John Madden sponsoring a boy cave installation service,
and you can get it on your bus.
That's
it. Yeah, he's got the mobile one.
I got a boy bus now. The Outback Steakhouse, no rules, just right.
Just in a bus in the Outback and just traveling. There's no laws here against it.
No rules, literally.
On the brush,
none.
Getting your fucking nuts.
God, can you,
you
imagine
know,
being
sucking
molested
a little penis?
By John Madden?
Oh, that's tough.
Just making very obvious observations while he's doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah. He's showing
just
you.
Drawing a bunch of circles in your ass. Just, well, as you can see, my balls get stuck here on the inside of the thigh. It's sort of a defensive maneuver. A lot of people would think that it's mostly to hurt the child, but really it keeps your penis hidden. And that's a really smart play.
See, what you're going to want to do is get blood rush into your penis, mm-hmm. make it hard.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to want to insert it in an orifice, mm-hmm. typically the asshole of the child.
That's right.
Yeah. And then you're going to want to hump it and then cum.
Mm. Great take.
Great take, John.
Who's the other guy that was with him?
Pat Summerall.
Pat Summerall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember
well,
one time
I don't
kid,
know, John. I don't know about yeah, yeah. fucking all these boys.
You know, I mean, you want to be more conservative with the amount of boys you fuck.
One time I was watching, it was the back of the
you
day.
You fuck too many of them.
It was an old broadcast on Fox, NFL Sunday, and it was Madden and Summerall, and then they're like, yeah, coming up this week on Cops, Gay Gangs.
Oh, hell
right?
Yeah.
And then it showed like these like they're like gangbangers that are also homosexuals.
Love
I can't
it.
Wait
then,
to suck your dick.
They went back to the broadcast and
we're gonna do a drive by on this man.
And Summerall's just
hard,
like
it's hard to limit the voice. Yeah. Not go
just try and you just pop your head out the window and try and suck someone's dick real quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's so where that that's where that bit goes. Guys, this is why we're professional. Nobody could come up with that.
Just
they hear
a
gay gang, they're thinking, "What is that? You know, what is that?" I don't even know what that would look like. And we're like, "Check this out."
There's some guy's penis hanging out of his shorts a little bit. The gay gang gets their lips on it through their fucking.
Why do you think they're
Monte
sagging?
Carlo?
Now, see, I was under the impression that most
easy
gangs
access.
Are gay.
Yeah,
that's true.
That they're all gay.
It is kind of.
It's pretty gay,
gay
to be
in
a gay.
Erotic,
well, I mean,
yeah.
that's why it's a West Coast thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
well, they got gangs out here.
Yeah, but not like in Southern California.
Yeah, they don't
Southern
match
California
their wardrobes.
We all gonna dress the same.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
We gonna get little
bright colors.
Scarves.
What did you say about yeah. Isaac Hirsch?
Little scarves are gonna wave around at each other, and then.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Nick,
what was it? Nick
Oldershaw told us a story about
Isaac Hirsch. They moved to LA like to do comedy,
but uh-huh. they were
moved to South Central. Uh-huh. Wait, where was he?
They were either. Let's say they were in Crip territory, right?
And
Isaac Hirsch, who is just.
just the nerd, like look-wise, skinniest, wearing a red polo, and just a guy in a blue shirt comes up to him.
You can't
like,
be wearing it.
I wouldn't be wearing that if I were you, cuz. like the idea of Isaac Hirsch getting murdered in a gang.
You're wearing like a Nautica polo his mom got him for
That's
fucking
so
Hanukkah.
Funny. Yeah. He's wearing the wrong colors.
Hey, cuz.
Yeah. Curse.
So funny. Yeah, but anyway, when they like he did like the read for the gay gangs thing, and then they go back and like there's like a silence, and then he goes, and that is truly disgusting.
Shout out to Pat.
I was like, died. I was like, that's crazy.
Damn.
Because you know, it just was just hanging out there.
Yeah, they didn't have anything to say. Yeah. They did like the read that, like, for like, this week on Cops or like America's Most Wanted or whatever.
And just that beautiful old man drawl.
And that is truly disgusting.
Shouts out to Pat Summerall. Yeah. People say he was a fucking big time drunk.
Oh, he was like
just
drunk
fucked
at the
up
games?
All the time.
Good for him, dude. Yeah.
That's funny, dude. It's like, because you can be a celebrity and just be a complete alcoholic.
Yeah,
it's still functional.
Totally.
Because it's kind of an easy job, except for where you need to be drunk all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, you mean being an alcoholic is easy or being.
No, being. You know, a celebrity or whatever.
Guy.
No. Being any kind of like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm thinking about like Kelsey Grammer on Frasier.
Yes.
Well, he was like on a ton of shit.
Yeah.
He was like doing smack.
That rules,
that
man.
That is awesome. Mushrooms.
He was doing
Niles, let's take a look at these paintings. Yeah. And then he's like,
the producer.
Oh, good God. Where are the whores? just snorting meth out of a woman's pussy.
The producer of Frasier, who is like also the producer of Cheers and a lot of other big sitcoms, said that it was the most remarkable thing he's ever seen. Like,
apparently, Jill, in between scenes in Home Improvement, was just sucking cock.
She was an active
and then they would have these just boys come in, and she, Asia Argento style.
She's Argento. You know?
Stop that.
Stop sneezing. Stop it, dude.
Stop, dude.
You're being disrespectful.
You know how I see
this. This is my home, dude.
I'm going to get a lot of shit for this on the web.
Putting these germs in my shit?
I'm sorry, dude. Yeah.
The web, good or bad? Is it bad? It's probably bad. It's like local news got such a, you know, so much mileage out of the internet being potentially bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love, yeah.
It's funny, dude.
Matt, who?
When's the last time you watched it, like a live
teens
local
are
news
using
project?
It to post pictures of your ass. My son took a picture of my ass and he put it on the internet, and now men are masturbating to me. Other men are masturbating. I'm a 47-year-old man. I've gone my entire life without being masturbated to, and now my son's ruined it for me.
Just my flat pancake cheeks are getting loads blown.
Someone made an account with a picture of my ass called Spank Hill on a bareback exchange forum. And now I get phone calls all day long from men trying to quote unquote raw dog me and pause me up. Are your teens posting your... They would do that. There'd be like one story.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like,
one
an
kid.
Epidemic.
Right.
You know, kids trying to get their fathers raped.
And transmitted with HIV/AIDS.
The teens are online and they got their own slang. And that's what, you know, why we've allocated literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in this police department to educate parents on the slang. Not illegal, by the way, but the police department felt it was necessary to just blow countless of hours and overtime doing community outreach. So parents know when you see your teen say something like, paused up top. That means
which every teen is saying.
Which means your teen is an HIV positive dominant homosexual. LOL. That just means laugh out loud. You might see that often paired with raw dog me daddy. Now, raw dog means having sex without a condom, barebacking. That's something teens are saying. Bug juice. Okay? That refers to the semen that contains the HIV virus. They say, why don't you say Beetlejuice into my ass three times? And let's make we're going out and we're getting some Michael Keaton tonight, which is slang for finding HIV positive
semen. Yep.
And then spitting it into your partner's ass three times to make Beetlejuice appear, which is of course a positive HIV test result. So if you see your teen say BRB, that means be right back, often followed by I just met Beetlejuice. So now I have HIV. I have the HIV virus.
That shit. Do you see, speaking of cops spending money on dumb shit, do you see those cops that were just like had trucks full of Jordans? And they were just leaving
Chicago.
Them. Yeah, they were just leaving them unattended. And then they waited until teens stole the shoes and then arrested
them. Leave
them
on the hood of a car in the middle of the hood. Yeah.
I like that the cops are like,
Chicago, no problems, by the way. There's no issues in Chicago.
Right, there's nothing, nothing better to do. Yeah. But, like, it's just, like, there's not a single person at the police department whose job it is to be like, okay, is there any way anyone could interpret this as racist?
No, that didn't go through even half a consideration.
For a second, you should just consider the optics here of leaving out Jordans.
Yeah, Jordans. Yeah. They literally...
We're going to put a box of fried chicken and a stick holding on in a string. And we're going to just see what happens. Yeah. And if anybody will catch somebody touching that fried chicken.
It's unbelievable that it was literally Jordans.
Yeah, that is unreal.
Shouts out to Chi-Town.
This weekend on Long Island, I was watching TV.
I'll be there 9:22.
Is it on Long Island or in Long Island?
I think
they
say on Long Island.
Because I said in Long Island on the Patreon.
Well,
people
incorrect.
Got mad at me.
That's probably what
I believe it's on.
We were watching this show on TLC. It's called 90 Day Fiancé. It's like where people get engaged to
an infant, a 90 day old. Yeah. No. A little Asia Argento reality show.
They get engaged.
The boy
how fucking fucked up is it that Anthony Bourdain killed himself because his wife was cheating on him with a baby?
That is really fucked
baby,
up.
Baby, please get
Rockstar
that
chef.
Baby out of your pussy. That's my. What's his name? Bourdain. It's
anyway,
basically Obama.
They're about people finding like.
I'm Anthony Bourdain.
I'm Anthony Bourdain.
I'm gay, and I'm also Ryan
I'm
Shutt.
I'm gay, and I'm Ryan Shutt.
So anyway, so
yes.
They find like people online or whatever, and they fall in love with them, and they bring them to the States, and then in order to get a green card, you have to get married within 90 days. Mm. So a lot of them are just like, you know, horny, like middle-aged men. Like
they're paying like Asian women?
They're like, yeah, like I like Filipino-style women. Like I've been married four times, but they like they have the best feet, you know, like those kind of guys. There was one guy that was clearly getting catfished by a Colombian who was just sending him nudes from some random woman.
Awesome.
She had like different tattoos and
instead of Filipino,
pictures.
It's Filipino hole, and it's a sounding community.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's good, too.
Yeah. The Asian people, they're like, yeah, I'd love to get, will you shove a pencil on my dick hole?
I'm
Filipino.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I'm actually
good.
Korean.
I love
that.
No, I love wearing sandals and having a pencil shoved in my dick hole. It's Filipino.
That's Filipino.
He's got a name like... Juan Sanchez.
Yeah, I love that. So I love when they have Sanchez.
There's this massively fat woman from Georgia. She's like got like a super deep voice from like 80 years of smoking cigarettes.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
And some Nigerian guy
just
wrote her a Facebook message.
Please
she's
let
like,
me touch all
you
of
are
your
so beautiful.
You are
and
such
she's
a
like,
big bitch.
Oh my God, he stole my heart right there and then.
Wow.
So they start messaging and stuff, and then she's like, I see he's been interacting with other women on social media, so I'm going over to Nigeria, and I'm going to propose to him. I'm going to say, you're going to get married to me, or we're going to break up, because I can't do this anymore.
Are you kidding? She went to Nigeria?
So she goes
to Nigeria. Did the show follow her there?
The show follows her to Nigeria.
Damn, they got like, that kind of budget on 90 Day Fiancé?
Well, she paid. I mean, well, I guess the production staff had to pay, but whatever. It's a fucking sick show. It's really good.
I'm trying to get into reality shows. More reality shows. I got to do that.
It is a really good show.
Now
you should watch this
I'm off social media. I should get back into fucking HGTV. And
I've been watching Chopped like it's my damn job, dude. Yeah. I love Chopped.
So he's like, I cannot have any pictures of you on my phone because if I get pulled over by police, then they see pictures of a white woman, they're going to think I'm a scammer. And I'm definitely not a scammer. Because everyone thinks because I'm Nigerian that I'm a scammer. Like, it's a stereotype that I have to deal with all the time.
It must suck to be the actual prince of Nigeria.
Yeah.
You know? Did somebody already do
probably,
that?
But who, okay, you know.
We did that Good Luck Jonathan bit that one time.
What?
I forgot what the bit was.
We just Isn't, mention his name.
Oh, no, his friends being like, oh, you know what I'm going to call you? I'm going to call you Good Luck, because I forgot what the setup was. Yeah, whatever.
No idea.
Anyway, so she gets to Nigeria. She gets to Nigeria, and there's like, you know, fucking this massively fat. Like,
just real quick, Nigeria.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just fast. Yeah. And then she gets to the house, and it's like,
I would
like
to suck on your penis.
Go ahead, Adam.
Or even better, Nigeria, and it's just, okay.
No.
it's a different version of Nigeria.
And she gets off the plane, she gets to his house, you know, and this is like dirt.
So we're talking
house.
Some like big fat, I'm guessing blonde southern bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's like a grandmother.
Coming up next on Big Fat, I'm guessing blonde southern bitch.
No, you got it.
DLC.
You got it. Yeah. And she's like,
yeah, I guess I'm blonde.
She's like, so anyway, I got you a gift from the United States. And she pulls out a MAGA hat, a Trump t-shirt.
Yes.
American flags. Like a whole
so
like
what is
like
this
Trump
bitch
outfit?
So she's going. She is literally going to Africa to try and get an immigrant, a scammer. God damn!
Makes,
what a dumb bitch.
She makes this African guy put on all the Trump stuff. He's like, this is so cool.
This is Malik Obama.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, Malik.
Malik,
Obama.
Salute.
Salute to Malik.
My brother is a faggot.
Do you ever see him tweet? He's like, what is this $1 million extreme stuff all about?
Did anyone call him Wobama?
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Obama would be a good name for him.
What happened to him? He was hot in the streets.
Well, but Barack Obama's not
during
president
the election.
Anymore.
No, like
no, no. Yeah, he was taking shots.
Yeah,
during the election,
he was like everywhere.
I'm on the Trump train.
Yeah. That was so funny. I feel like Malik should be some. I feel like Fox News should have him still talking.
What's going on Fox News now? Does anybody watch it?
They're mad at MS-13. They think that they're like trying to, they're trying to kill you.
What did Laura Ingraham say that was like just outright racist?
Oh, she said some shit like American values are slipping, or like immigrants don't.
Yeah, they like, do a lot of that shit.
Immigrants, our nation is changing with all this immigration. It's not what like America should be. I mean, just straight up like, you know. There's just not white. That's
I
what
can't
you're
wait
saying.
For this to be a war zone.
Yeah.
Just wear like one shoulder pad. Uh-huh. We've gone into it, but
it is like
I want to live in the movie Hardware, basically.
Yeah. I've never seen Hardware.
Hardware's tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
what's in it? What happens in
aesthetic? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like I had notes.
Yeah, I mean it's I guess they're fixating a lot on how crooked Hillary still and how they're She was actually the one colluding with Russia.
That is so awesome. I love that their take
that
is
rocks.
Just like, it's at, you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. I know you are. But
no, you. And it's going to work.
It'll
like,
work.
It's just going to
work.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of gay politics shit, who the fuck are the Krasenstein brothers?
They're these two scam artists that, good for them, dude. All of these scammers that are like resistance, like people that have like.
Oh, were they
the children's book?
Yeah. That shit you showed me. I looked them up. I was like, who the fuck are these guys?
They're like multi-level marketing guys from Florida.
Really?
Twin brothers, and they're jacked.
That rules.
And then they found out that there are a bunch of people like dumb, like baby boomers that are mad at Trump and want to be like in the resistance and stuff.
Oh, so they were never
like scam these people.
They were never like political guys at all.
No, they just like were like they would be like the people that were.
You know what, then? Big ups.
Yeah, no.
I like them now.
It's a grift, dude.
I mean, that children's book, imagining like. Just some asshole in their $2.2 million fucking New Jersey home, shaking, reading that book.
Yeah.
To their child.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We're gonna stop Blonald Blonde.
Well, the best part was they have like what's the guy's name? Mueller.
Yeah.
They have his ass
shirtless,
looking like a fucking Dom Daddy. Yeah. Like they have him like shirtless with just a collar. Like it'd be less weird if he was completely shirtless.
Yeah,
but he has like
just
a tie that you can
collar.
Pull on while you fuck him in the ass.
Like, so weird.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it is like really lame, like what those guys traffic, like this, like you sir are a traitor. And,
yeah.
You know,
oh, they're those guys.
They get like 50,000.
They're the
likes.
reply guy.
Yeah,
the original
the
Trump reply guy.
The aviator sunglasses guy, and then the dolphin emoji guy, and they're like brothers.
Interesting. But I thought they were like like reporters or some shit.
But if you could finesse it to like make money off of stupid like rich, you know, liberals,
dude, it's
good for them.
Yeah, I like them.
I decided
it's
just
so
now.
It's so easy to monetize like dumbass politics. Like I wanted to find toilet paper on Amazon. I was gonna buy toilet paper in bulk. And so I just typed in toilet paper, and then I sorted it by, like, the top ranking. And I think at the time, I don't know if it's still the case, the second most popular toilet paper on Amazon.
Trump's face?
Obama's face.
Yes, of course. Damn, like, you probably made so much money on that dumbass idea.
So much goddamn
I wish
money.
I had that idea.
Which, first of all, that's not new. They did that with Bush. They did it with Osama bin Laden. You can find, like, it's like, yeah. You buy the Quran toilet paper?
Yes. Take that.
You know.
And then you just shit bacon diarrhea all over it. Right. Double fuck it. Take that, wow. Muhammad.
Right.
Yeah. And guess what? I let a guy raw dog me in the ass and cum in it. I wiped it with that.
I like to cover my dog dildo in bacon fat and then fuck myself in the ass with it. Take that, Muhammad.
I love owning fucking muzzes.
You retard.
I have sex with pigs. I got Charlotte's Web is all the interlinked cum in between my fingers after jacking off numerous pigs on the farm. The farm broke into. I don't know. Not really a petting zoo so much as I broke
a
into
factory
a
farm
and jacked off all the pigs and then licked all the cum from in between my fingers.
Yeah. Oh, I met this guy at the wedding. He's Australian.
Nice.
And Ari was like, "Oh yeah, Adam's about to go there to tour." And he's like, "Oh yeah, great, dude. Like when you're in Sydney, hit me up. We'll have a great time. If you need any weed, heroin, let me know."
What? He's just offering you some horse?
He said weed or heroin.
My man skipped right over cocaine and like ecstasy and shit.
I think it's hard to get coke in Australia. That's why they're always trying to do it when they come here.
Oh, that makes sense. I do feel like Australians are always doing coke here.
Yeah, they just get off the plane. They're like, "Yeah, wait, can
do
we get some
cake?
Get some bags.
Do some bags.
Maybe they should do heroin in Australia."
Yeah.
No.
Well,
man.
Just imagine us like getting hooked on heroin in Sydney, missing the other 2 days.
Yeah.
Just stay there.
Doesn't sound
tying
bad,
yourself off with a kangaroo tail.
Bros, we can do the pod from Australia. I think we start a new life.
Start a new life.
As heroin guys in Sydney.
Hell yeah, dude.
We're not tied down to anything here.
Yeah. I would love to do that.
Junkies.
Hell yeah, dude. Just junkies in Sydney. We'll fucking rent out the
Crocodile
opera house. We'll
junkie,
live in that big ass opera house.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. What do you guys think about living in the opera house? Yeah. Doing heroin in there.
Maybe they were all just Steve Irwin was like, "Damn. Look at that alligator.
Stingray's coming
for
me.
I'm going to go fuck with it." No, I'll feel fine.
Yeah, it's a cover-up, dude.
No, I'll feel fine.
That Stingray was a fucking... yeah. It was like the Dark Knight, dude. Right. Stingray was Batman.
No, yeah. I want to just go
and
fuck with
he
this
was
alligator.
Harvey Dent. You know what I mean? They framed the Stingray.
Because, I mean, you would have the confidence to wrestle an alligator while on drugs.
On
heroin, though?
Yeah. Maybe
you
just want to take a pee.
You don't want to do anything.
Yeah. Sounds pretty fun, actually.
That's how you know it's the best drug, is that if you can, like... You're like, "Well, what do I need to accompany this with?" Oh, staring at the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you literally have to do nothing. Yeah,
just the
nothing.
Most uncomfortable chair you've ever sat on, and then just look at the ceiling while in that chair.
There could be a baby dying, like, in the next room, and you'd have no idea because you're having so much fun on heroin.
Yeah, I remember that story about that guy who let his baby die because he was playing EverQuest and it was crying. So he just put it in the closet.
He put it in the closet?
Yeah.
Damn.
That Wait, rocks. What is EverQuest? That's not the Disney.
Sounds like some gay elf type shit.
What was the Disney shit?
Stupid fucking it was like, MMO RPGs.
What was the RPG with like the Disney characters?
Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts. Yeah,
Kingdom Hearts. That's Disney meets anime, dude.
Yeah, it's like Disney.
A dream
anime
collabo.
Shit.
Yeah.
Who do you got else in there? Final Fantasy guys?
I think so. I don't know.
Do they got any dead or alive?
Didn't you buy that game for Christina?
No, she bought some other game. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Did
we
you
got
buy
Crash
Red
Bandicoot
Dead,
on
Red
here.
Dead?
Not yet.
It's October, right?
October, it's out.
I've been playing... I told you guys I played that fucking...
I've been playing God of War.
Nice.
It's sick, dude. I love it.
I stopped gaming for a week while I was in Baltimore. I was laid up on the couch. Dude,
I identify
as soon as
with Kratos, you know?
Yeah.
He's odd, jacked. Just, you don't care about anybody.
Yeah.
You know, drinking shit.
You spend your whole life killing people and destroying them for power.
Yep.
And then
when you get it, it's like, what does it even matter?
Who gives a shit, yeah. I got to deal with this Odin asshole.
Yep.
It's like, I'd spent all this time becoming the most vicious dude, and then it's just a bunch of white supremacists get all the credit. Very much.
I guess that makes sense. Odin is the... That's coded,
he's
dude.
The Norse. Yeah.
No, I mean... I mean it.
Yeah.
That's why I identify with the story. I got some son you don't care
you
about?
You have a son? Yeah. You probably have a son somewhere, dude.
Probably not.
Nah, I think so.
Yeah.
What if we surprised you with a child, dude?
That would suck ass. Dude, if some bitch came out of the woodwork now and was like, oh, you have a 5-year-old or something, that would suck so much.
That 40-year-old lady you blacked out fucking.
Hey, sweetheart. Yeah. Nick, I'd like to introduce you to someone.
That would be a fucking nightmare.
She just fucking periodically checks up on your name.
Because it's like, you know, I'd never love that kid.
No, no chance.
I'll hate him for the rest of his life.
Yeah, the kids you have on purpose, it's going to be a struggle.
Oh, yeah.
Let alone the one that interrupts a gaming session to tell you he exists.
You know, I love the kid until he says something dumb.
Yeah, and
just
like,
one time, 4 years old, they're like, milk is just white water. It's like, that's fucking never going to have respect.
No, it isn't, you fucking idiot.
You fucking moron.
It's something completely different, you fucking...
It's I don't know exactly what it is.
It's some shit from a cow's titties, you fucking idiot.
Dumbass child.
I mean, it's probably water-based, I guess, so you're sort of onto something,
you
maybe.
You read Perry Bible Fellowship?
No.
No.
This is a comic strip. Is that one where the guy's putting a medal on his son that says, you win, you know? Uh-huh. And then the next one is him, like, loosening his tie, and the child's crying, and the mom's, like, consoling the son. And she's like, Richard, you have to stop doing this. And it just says, you lose on the on the medal. And he's like, better luck next time.
Yeah, dude. It must be fucking... I keep going back and forth between whether it's really easy or really hard to be a parent. It's probably really hard.
Oh, it's so easy, dude.
You think it's easy?
No, absolutely not. It
sucks. It seems like you just got to work.
You can't fuck up ever, and then when you fuck them up forever.
Well, yeah, but children don't know yet how to not enjoy things. So you can just like put a movie on, and they're like, wow, a movie.
Yeah.
You're like,
but at a certain point, that's going to run out.
So you just keep putting on Bridges of Madison County. Yep. Over and
that,
over
again. That's the movie?
Yeah. He's going to keep watching that movie. Yeah. Make my 6-year-old watch Garden State.
Garden State.
Yeah.
Daddy,
see, that's Zach Braff.
This seems kind of gay.
He was before all this gender bullshit. That was what a man-woman looked like. You know? There's a man who's hard as a pussy.
Zach Braff is a thirst commenter on Instagram.
Is he?
Someone like put him on blast. He like just like modeled, like famous models. He's like OMG and like the heart eyes.
Damn.
And shit. Yeah, literally. He literally is. Yeah. I saw that. It's so funny. I bet you Zach Braff's
doing
fucked.
That to anyone but beautiful Julia never made sense to me.
Yeah, of course.
Sweet, beautiful Julia.
Sweet, gorgeous.
Just waiting.
She'll notice you eventually.
Delts of a pro wrestler, Julia.
I have to be. All of this like Russia stuff with Trump, I really feel like this is all just culminating in Russia invading the United States, Julia being the leader of the army.
Of course.
And then they take me
captive. The leader of the resistance.
I'm the leader of the resistance.
That's right.
And then, of course, I make sure that we lose so that I'm captured by Julia's army, and then she spends years raping me for information.
After they've won.
After they've won.
They just need more info.
Just beating and raping me for...
Peace treaty was signed 30 years ago.
I have to get more information. Oh, no, Julia, not again.
Stop.
Please stop raping me.
You come. You come from your rape. You prematurely ejaculate your rape.
Yeah. This doesn't usually happen. Yes, it does. I've been raping you 30 years. You come as soon as I walk in the room every time. It is clever defense, but I will not over it.
You will be raped.
Just pummeling my chest again. God damn it. Julia, if you're listening, and I know you are.
She is.
She is. She listens to every episode.
Definitely is.
Please, please don't do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Nick would hate it.
I would really hate that if Julia Vins raped me in a Russian prison for 3 years.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
For real, though, I would enjoy it. Please do that, Julia.
Yeah.
I saw a really good prison movie recently.
Yeah?
Brawl in Cell Block 99.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Vince Vaughn movie?
How about the sequel to Wedding Crashers? And it's Burt Lancaster, and he collects turds and puts them on his window.
Mm-hmm.
And people come by, they're like, say, what are you doing with all those turds on the window?
What happened with the bird? Wait, did he really collect birds?
Yeah, he was a guy. He learned everything about birds. He's read a bunch of books about birds. Mm, and then he like developed some kind of medicine for birds. It's an incredibly fucking boring story.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
It's outrageously
fucking
boring.
And then he swims away? Is that the end of it?
No, you're thinking of Escape from Alcatraz.
Okay, yeah.
You're thinking of The Rock.
Yeah. Losers go home and they do something. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen. I know I've told a story on the show before, but I used to watch The Rock on network television.
Mm.
So they edited that line to, winners go home and dance with the prom queen.
What a fucking horrible, like, prize.
More dancing.
Yeah.
You know, after prom, what I love is just to get into some extra dancing.
Yeah, 65-year-old.
Just me and my girl.
Dancing with a 17-year-old.
Losers. Winners.
I've been watching Parks and Rec. That's my fucking... That's the show I was on when I was at home. That's how I spent my days.
You and your brothers.
It's a fucking good-ass show.
It seems like they were having a lot of fun while they were making it.
It's absolutely.
A lot of fun on
Rashida
set.
Jones... Dime piece.
Rashid
Andy's
my
the
pants?
Most famous guy that came out of it.
Huh?
What's his name?
Who?
Andy from Parks and Rec.
Andy.
The dumb one.
Oh, yeah. Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, Chris Pratt's killing it. Fucking
Aziz getting pussy.
Aziz. Louis did a guest like appearance, and he's a horrible actor.
As a cop, right?
Yeah, as the cop. He was really bad. It sucked.
Was he a bad actor?
Yeah,
he was
bad.
Did you ever see that movie that never came out?
I Love You, Daddy, or whatever?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
I watched it.
Was it good? What's it? Isn't it about like...
I just Googled Chris Pratt, because I was trying to see if he was in anything before that, because I don't remember him from anything.
No, I think that's the one that really popped him.
And just like Celebrity Insider, Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger may be in love, but they're not taking the relationship to the bedroom. And it's like...
What?
Really, who is fucking reading this shit?
Yeah. Also...
Whose like, interest is like, are they...
Oh
I don't get
God.
It.
Yeah. How do they know that? Yeah. It was like, that's a lie.
That well, because these fucking idiots give interviews and they're like, oh, we're not fucking.
We don't fuck. Right. I love that people believe whatever the interviews say.
Yeah.
He's fucking Arnold's daughter.
Is that Arnold's daughter? Is she hot?
I guess so.
Respect.
She's half Kennedy.
That's good bloodlines, dude. Schwarzenegger and Kennedy, dude.
Yeah. You came for his
a Nazi and
his role
and a mobster.
Andy Dwyer, the NBC sitcom Parks and Recreation. Yeah, so I guess that, well, I don't know if that's his first
thing. He's probably in some other shit.
Oh, he was on Everwood. It's Bright Abbott. What a fucking,
I have
what
no
a
idea
WB
what that
ass
is.
Name.
Yeah, Bright Abbott.
Bright, B-R-I-G-H-T, Abbott.
I always thought a funny name for someone would
be... The WB is really like, what if black people never existed?
In an idyllic world.
Yeah, what if there was a world where everybody just lives like in a lake community where there's just never been a single black person.
What are you talking
their
about?
Hair.
There were so many black shows on WB.
There weren't.
Yes, there were. The Wayans Brothers...
That was a good one.
Oh, was that on with WB?
I think so, yeah.
No. No. The CW. Here's what happened.
This is
what happens. No, listen.
CW and UPN. CW was the WB and UPN, I think, merged or something?
Yes. This is what every, like, startup channel does.
WB was Jamie Foxx show.
Fox did the same shit.
Yeah.
Where you start as a black channel because it's underrepresented.
Color,
so you get your fucking advertising up, and then slowly, and that's what Fox did. They had like Martin in Living Color. It was like all that, like the golden age of that shit. And then they got an NFL contract, and they was like, oh, we're in the money now. And then they just started phasing out black people. And that's exactly what the CW did, where they were like, they built their network with all that kind of shit, and then they were just like, all right, now we're now we're white teens or whatever.
Yeah. Well, the CW came way after.
Yeah.
Because I remember when the CW came out.
No, WB transitioned from black to white.
The Trinity, when I was a kid, was Fox, WB, UPN.
UPN.
Uh-huh.
And those were the three channels I watched.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, well, that's weird. I guess the Jamie Foxx show was on WB. I don't.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I thought it was on Fox.
Yeah, remember Fancy, dude? She was fine as shit.
She really, truly was.
She was so hot.
I love that all those shows have a gay, light-skinned guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's who's the villain.
Tommy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tommy's dark as
no,
hell.
No, Tommy's not.
Oh, Tommy was dark,
fucking
yeah.
idiot. Fucking trying to say. And he's also on Martin, not...
Yeah.
Well, I was talking about it as an archetype, like the guy that everyone shits on.
Yeah.
Nah, there's always foppish light-skinned guys.
Uh-huh.
They get... My favorite of one of those shows, Girlfriends. Everyone was hot. A little something for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Was that the one with Monique?
No, that was...
WB shit, I'm
Tracy
thinking,
Ellis Ross.
One Tree Hill, Felicity.
Right, yeah. The Superman one.
Yeah, there was
Smallville.
One...
Smallville.
What was that show with Tree Williams? Where
Dawson's
he's like
Creek.
He's a doctor that moves to some small town up north, and now he has to like drive his like vintage Jeep around town and figure out like how to
that?
Date women in their 40s.
The Alaska. It was in Alaska, wasn't it?
It's like Northern something.
Northern Exposure?
No, not Northern Exposure.
Yeah, it was the shit. He's an Alaska doctor, right?
Yeah, yeah. I know Treat Williams starred in it because it was like.
But that's not in the mix with those shows. That's an old ass show.
Everwood. Oh, Everwood. That was the show.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Never mind.
Yeah. It was.
It was
I'm
all
thinking
like,
of some other shit.
Bright Abbott. Yeah.
It was all like heavily molested, like boy actors
oh, yeah.
who had all
the reject
same
pile.
Look,
oh, they
look
they
in
picked
their
them
eyes.
Off the suck
yeah,
off
yeah.
pile. Yeah.
Like these crystal clear blue eyes that were so sad. Yeah. All the,
and UPN, yeah, UPN and WB merged, and that was the CW.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, we
so
did
that's
it, boys.
Where you get some of that flavor.
That.
Mm-hmm. Even though Jamie Foxx show predated that.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
WB,
way before.
No, WB had a period where they were black, and then they
for
went
sure.
to like all that.
What I loved
teen
about
drama
UPN
shit.
Was that UPN was like, it was for black people and then extreme
nerds.
Yeah. It was an awesome combo.
Yeah, dude.
It was the best for anime black guys.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's like,
you got some Star Trek.
Yeah.
You got the darkest family followed by Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
The dark family.
A beautiful alliance, dude.
Yeah, right.
I love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It lives on.
Not really. I don't feel like... No one has access
black
to
nerds,
shitty local...
Black nerd culture
but I mean,
is huge.
No, of course. That obviously does. But what I'm saying is, that is a lost thing. The shitty, like, local fucking...
Oh,
like,
yeah. The shitty basic cable channel.
But Star Trek isn't, like, a black nerd thing.
That's true.
Deep Space Nine didn't catch as many of them as they
no.
would like. They tried with
even though
they tried with Worf and LaForge. So, but just like they're like, we can't go full black.
Yeah,
they gotta have like a messed up.
Throw some ridges on the
that
motherfucker.
Would have been funny if
be a jazz musician.
If Worf spoke in AAV, it's just like
right. for no reason.
Forehead.
He's never been to Earth.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, man. It's like.
Worf?
It's not, because they hurt my pride. You know? That's the Klingon.
Worf don't play that shit.
Yeah, Worf. Damn.
Worf.
LaForge?
LaForge?
You know,
he's West Coast.
See, man, Picard, look.
Picard.
Don't be getting on my shit.
I'm on my break, Picard.
Look, I told her I only fuck every 9 years. You know, trying to come up on my shit talking about this your son. Bitch, he's 7. I'm on a schedule. You know, try and fuck with me like that. Look at the moons. Are the moons within a parsec of each other? That means no, I ain't fucking. Fucking bitch.
What are you, hell Gemini yeah. Aquarius?
Blacker Worf.
Even blacker.
Blacker Worf.
And this season.
And introducing
on
Blacker Worf.
And even Blacker Worf. Well, it's funny, like, they did that with Voyager. Like, so every Star Trek has to, like, sell the show with a sexy lady.
Of course.
Next Generation had Troy.
Yeah.
Deep Space Nine had Dax.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Voyager, they thought they could hook it on the Klingon bitch, but she was just like, too Puerto Rican, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm. And so season 7.
She was hot,
like,
though.
They were like, we got to call an audible. You know, we got to get like a big titty bitch in here. Mm-hmm. And they're like, how about this character? <You know>? It's like, just who was just a pair of tits?
I don't remember. Who was that?
Oh, Jerry Ryan.
Oh, Jerry Ryan. Yeah. She's delighted. Okay. Yeah.
They brought her on as who she's like, she was, so she's a Borg, but she was assimilated as a child.
Right?
So she doesn't understand emotions.
She just had a little bit of metal shit on the side.
Yeah,
they
took all the metal off her face, but then she was this big titted, like, bimbo that like, just gets taken advantage of by the Chinese guy because she doesn't know how to like navigate dating. The Chinese guy was all over that shit.
Respect. Yeah.
I was I would let her murder my penis.
Of course. We've discussed her a lot.
Put her fucking wires.
Reminded me when I brought up on the show that her
assimilate my dick into
her
ass.
State, you know? Illinois state senator husband yes, would job, make Nick. Her go to sex clubs and fuck in front of people.
Yeah.
That scandal made him lose his seat and not run for re-election.
Obama.
And Obama, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's how America lost its way.
Yep.
Really.
Because of those big, fat, juicy,
Jerry Ryan
you know,
cities.
Pink
Nick. Dude, that's because, you know, that's the thing is like, you know, they say Asia Argento, she fucked up or whatever. But if I could have lost my virginity to Jerry Ryan when I was in the fourth grade
at
9 years old. Oh, my
100%.
God.
100%. Yes.
I could be, by living my life now, I could be in prison. Mm-hmm. Just being stabbed every day, mm-hmm. and I'd be like, "Life is beautiful."
Just smiling,
she, like what a beautiful
getting
life
sodomized. Just like right, yeah. thinking about getting your little ass
like,
dick sucked.
How can we break this man? And it's like, well, he fucked 7 of 9 when he was in fourth grade.
She faved a tweet of mine a couple months ago, and I got it a boat.
Did you?
Are
I
you
got,
serious?
Like, I got a 70.
Did you hit her in
why
the DM?
Why
did
you
got
to slide into the, yeah, that makes me mad. I left social
scared,
media.
Dude. I was yeah. scared.
Now she doesn't know who probably said the thing that you tweeted to you privately. Damn, dude, I'm like
your
Serrano de Bergerac over here.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's true. You got a big
except
ass
you
nose.
Got the big nose.
Yeah,
and
yeah
I'm
yeah.
the handsome.
No,
one.
Your nose is yeah. big, dude. Mine's nice.
Podma,
you guys don't know what it's
my
like
girl
to have this big ass nose. You know, I can't kiss normal. I have to do it Spider-Man, Mary Jane style.
Mm-hmm.
My nose gets.
How about instead of
in
big nose, right. you swap the letters and it's a speaker that only plays rap music.
No, nope. No, 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 no! Don't do the math, Adam.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I'm slow. I'm yeah. slow.
I'm not
with your racist wordplay.
Yeah. I got all this shit scrawled all over the walls in my bedroom
on your corkboard.
You're like, Mr. Yeah. Mullen, please, we are not interested. Yeah. Don't contact the Bose Corporation anymore. Come on, you can sell it on BET.
Yeah,
you can
do yeah.
All right,
hey,
all right. I'm gonna take this to the Chicago Police Department.
Chicago Police Department's like, that is the greatest idea we've ever heard in our entire lives. God damn it. Somebody promote this man to commissioner already. Yeah, Jim, get in here.
Get the truck full of these out
speaker.
There on the streets.
Yeah, right.
Stuff them in Jordan stuffed in a it's fried chicken
right.
thigh.
It's a Jordan that plays rap music.
Load them up with the new Young Thug.
We've developed this. It's a bomb that plays rap music. And if you get too close to it, it explodes. What law are they bringing?
This comes straight from Mayor Emanuel.
Yeah. It's to catch criminals. What law have they broken? Wow. Ooh, you got us there. Really didn't think about that one.
Dasha was telling me she gave the DARE speech at the end yeah. of the DARE at
drugs
graduation.
Are stupid.
Yeah, one of the kids wins an essay writing competition. She gave it to her school, and
nice.
She's like, "And I promise everyone, I will never join a gang."
That's so
she had like butterfly clips in her
hilarious.
Hand. Just a fifth grade.
I will
grade.
Never be sexed into a gang.
No, yeah,
yeah. It's like what?
No
that's
matter
so
what they offer me, I will never join the Crips, the Bloods, the Latin Kings.
Shouts out to the local gang in Baltimore that was terrorizing people when I was growing up, the Angels of Death.
That's
they
cool.
were. They
that's
were.
A cool
yeah,
name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got arrested because the head of that mm-hmm. gang went down because during a routine traffic stop, he just came out with the blinky and started firing on the cop. Like he just thought he was getting like he thought, oh no, the cops finally came on and it was just a traffic stop, but he just came at him with a gun. And just it was like a high speed chase after
well,
that.
That sounds like an angel of death to me.
Mm-hmm. When I was growing up in
that's
Vegas,
that's Mangalese name, right?
The yeah. Angel of Death, yeah, yeah. yeah.
So you
great
your
guy.
Gang after Joseph Mangala.
Yeah, I don't think they knew
dude,
that.
That's, props
connotation.
To him, dude. Imagine like...
No props, no props
like
to
you're
him.
Going to
no, no,
no,
shouts out, shouts out, seriously.
You're going to sleep at night.
Let's give him his due.
Next to the severed head
great
of a
doctor.
Child.
Great doctor,
like, yeah, I guess I am the worst Nazi. That's fucking rules. Yeah,
I guess, yeah. all right, in that context, sure. Being the worst Nazi is really actually
yeah.
pretty
and he got
pretty
away
impressive.
With it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Catholic Church.
He well, not according not days. According to some art dealer. I watched this horrible documentary on a plane.
About Mengele?
No, no, no. It was about some art thief
that, Thomas Crown.
No.
It's not a documentary.
It was Pierce Brosnan. No. Yeah.
Thinking of the Bridges of Madison.
Right? Yeah. Some art thief who claimed he was working for the Mossad and they killed Mangala in Brazil.
Uh-huh.
It was one of the worst documentaries I've ever seen in my life. It was done, at first it started like a biopic about this guy because he was a fascinating guy. He was like an art thief.
And then he became a Nazi hunter?
And then the guy starts just like, the narrator is like some British guy, and then he out of nowhere he starts talking about how much he loves street art, and then it just because this guy's a Banksy wannabe, and then
is it Exit Through the Gift Shop?
No, man. And then the documentary takes a weird turn where the narrator, the art thief's like, okay, how do I know I can trust you? You have to smuggle in art to Britain for me. So then the narrator claims to smuggle art, and then after he does this illegal thing for him and tapes it.
Then he kills Mangala?
And then he tells him the story about how he was working for Mossad and he killed Mangala. And it was supposed to be an art like documentary. It was the weirdest thing I've ever... I watched it on a plane because I had like a half hour to kill.
There's this like shitty like Discovery Channel or something thing where they're like, we think Mangala went to this town in Brazil. There's a town in Brazil that has just like every... baby is a twin. Like it's just
but
like
he didn't
the
know
most
how
like
to make them twins.
I know, but it was like the most disproportionate.
It was
like,
Mecca for him.
It's like weird that like there's some weird genetic.
It's like if you went to a town where all the women had
Speaking
very
Brazil,
little pussies.
Yeah, I just rewatched City of God, which I probably haven't seen in like 10 years.
Yeah,
what a fucking awesome movie.
When I was 16, I thought that was the coolest movie in the world.
Yeah, I saw it when I was like around like 18 or something.
It's so cool.
It's fucking.
It's a great
awesome movie. It's easily one of the top 5 movies.
No spoilers. I'm gonna watch it tomorrow.
It's amazing,
dude. It
dude.
Fucking rules.
You
it
should watch
such a fucking good movie.
Brawl in Cell Block 99 too.
I will.
Vince Vaughn kills people. Like the fatalities
I will definitely watch that. Yeah.
Like City of God, bone crunching.
City of God's like up there with Tree of Life. It's like one of the best things I've ever seen.
Oh, I know you like Tree of Life. I haven't seen it since I saw it in the theaters.
Tree of Life?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's weird.
And it was like too intense. Like for
wait,
me.
Which Tree of Life?
Tree of Life
is
Terrence
Malick.
Isn't that that shit where it's like it's a, all I remember from it is like real bright ass lights.
Mm. There's like this like psychedelic like. Yeah. Sequence
sorry,
where
you
it goes
were just
like
staring at construction equipment. Yeah, yeah. Like, damn, is this a movie?
I thought Tree of Life was amazing. I
haven't seen
it.
I just saw like a trailer for it, and I just remember a tree being lit up real
you're
lens flare.
You're thinking Big Fish.
No, I've seen Big Fish.
Oh, no, you're thinking that other shitty
Big Fish
ass movie.
Sucks.
What's that shitty Darren Aronofsky movie with the tree and the guy on the planet?
Oh yeah, isn't Wolverine in it?
Yeah, Wolverine's a huge
maybe
Jackman.
That's the one I'm thinking
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That movie sucked. The Fountain.
The Fountain.
Yeah, that movie sucked, dick.
No, but I'm also thinking of Tree of Life at the same time.
Tree of Life was with Brad Pitt and Sean Penn.
Tree of Life is Sean Penn.
He's
like finds out his brother died.
And then he starts then remembering
just,
his
it's
life.
It's just him leaving work and it's him like just these flashes of memories.
Oh, that's a good that sounds good.
Yeah, but it's
and his mom is Jessica Chastain looking fun.
Yeah. I mean it's like it's the movie is just captures like somebody contemplating a life.
Yeah.
And like the way, I mean, I don't know, he probably shot like 7 million hours of footage and then edited it down to like just these like sort of like perfect shots of you know things you just have.
Right, right.
Like that one scene where she's carrying him away and that man's having a seizure by the tree.
That's so insane.
It's like perfect.
Yeah.
It that movie like damn. Blew my fucking mind.
Okay,
when
good.
When I saw it, I like cried a little.
Yeah,
I feel embarrassed.
Bitch. Bitch.
But it was like too much. Mm. It was over. The other thing was like Terrence Malick would like make a movie every like 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. Which, was, like, what other movies?
Then he started
he
making a movie every
and
year,
then,
and they're all bad.
Then he started. Yeah, he started making like he's like made 6 movies since then, and they're apparently all terrible.
Damn.
He made Girls Trip.
Girls Trip was good.
Girls Trip is funny.
Girls Trip was
a lot of grapefruit trick jokes. Mm-hmm. No, he made Badlands, and he made
Girls Trip. Seems like it was written by us.
It really does. Yeah. It rules. Yeah. It was so good.
That bitch is pissing all over everybody in Mardi Gras. It's like, this is hilarious.
Yeah, it's
dude,
very funny.
Just on the fucking zip line pissing. Yeah. God damn. That rocked.
Yeah.
And then the best part is then, what's her face? The one that got famous off that shit.
Haddish
just starts that's how that works. She just starts pissing also. She's like, funny, oh, we pissing? And then she just also pisses on people. It was awesome. Apparently that made I mean, the first thing didn't make sense, but then she just starts pissing because she's like, oh, cool.
No, I actually like Girls Trip a lot.
Yeah,
like
it was good as shit.
I thought it was funny.
It gets the cup down.
I was reading the shooting script for Dumb and Dumber last night to try and find how they wrote out the diarrhea scene.
Oh, fuck. How'd they do it?
Pretty professionally. It's not as funny as you think it would be.
Yeah.
In terms of it's not as absurd.
But I feel like that's also all on the actor a lot, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
But it's not like, and then he has so much diarrhea.
A lot of shit comes out of his ass.
And he just keeps
Jeff Daniels' ass gets fucking fucked up with diarrhea.
I was hoping it would be like that, but it's not. It literally says he does his business while, you know.
What happened to the Fairleys? They haven't done anything, I feel like.
Are they trans, too? Does it happen to all siblings?
The Matrix girls, yeah.
You know, I would watch The Gay Tricks by the Fairley brothers.
Uh-huh. I would literally watch that.
Just all gosh farting. Lloyd, I guess I'm a homo. No, you're just hooked up to the computer. Harry.
And there's got to be something with a dick and you bend backwards to avoid it, you know what I mean?
Did they make me myself and Irene?
That movie, hilarious.
That's such a good
rocks.
Movie.
So fucking funny. That was one of my favorite movies when I was like 13.
Yes, yeah, me too, dude.
When they're walking down that like path and they're like 50 feet away from the highway and that truck drives by and he's like, whoa, and he grabs her tits. Fucking classic bit, dude. I do that to women to this day.
Yeah.
Because of that. Women,
I'm like, me, myself, and Irene.
It's a good idea. That's literally what I said. They're like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, you haven't seen me, myself, and I'm like,
okay, someone's being weird.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll lead off with that. You know, I'll be like, walking somewhere. I'll be leading them out of the woods.
Sure.
And, you know, her clothes are already all torn up. And then I go, have you seen me, myself, and I read? And she's like, I just want to go home. And I'm like, anyways, this is a scene where the truck's driving by and he grabs a kid like that. And she's, you know, throwing up blood and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably for a legitimate reason, Nick found this woman in the woods.
You know
she was
ladies are.
She was sick and he took
she's
her to
got
the
her
mouth,
period.
Some guy thinks that's something that happens all the time. Yeah, it either comes out of their pussy or their mouth. It just depends what their diet is. Mm-hmm. If they eat too much iron, it comes right out the pussy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I miss Baltimore, though.
That movie rules.
Yeah, hell
yeah.
Maybe
I'll rewatch Me, Myself, and Irene when I get home. I have so much cleaning to do.
Oh, by the way, thank you everyone who came out in Baltimore. I don't know if we've
recorded. I don't think we have. Yeah, it was so fucking awesome.
It was a great show.
Yeah, Autobar fucking
the guy who was
rocked.
On LSD, you hang in there, bro.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that guy. That was such a fucking fun show, man.
Yeah,
Baltimore,
it was really fun.
Baltimore gives me strength, dude.
It's a homecoming, you know?
I love being home.
Your Ralph stuff just, you know.
Yeah, I hadn't been.
It was so nice to not have to do any work at the live show.
For like 20 minutes.
Yeah, we got there. I was like, whoop, okay. I guess I'll just check out.
I was cooped up in my damn home, dude. I needed some.
That's true.
I needed
first
some.
Time out at the,
it literally was the first time out of the home.
The joint.
And now I'm fucking, dude, my right foot. I'm afraid I'm going to fuck my right foot up because I'm putting
from
all my
crutches?
Fucking massive weight on it.
Uh-huh.
I've been icing this motherfucker as much as my left foot.
Wow.
Like all morning, I was just in my bed, iced up.
Really?
Yeah. I went to Charlottesville. Not as racist looking as you. Like, I was expecting
a
real
race
place.
Town.
It's a college town. It's like real yoga. I saw a pregnant lady doing yoga.
Yeah, it's
that,
a
you
nice
can't be
town.
Racist there with that kind of shit.
Yeah.
There's Edison bulbs
Richmond,
and shit there.
Richmond is nice too.
I'm trying to go to
same
Richmond
kind of
too.
Vibe.
Yeah.
It's so funny. It's like, I was trying to explain to somebody else. Like, Will Manicker gets it too. It's like, but Texas Chainsaw Massacre was like the scariest movie if, like, you grew up in the Northeast because it's like. Especially if you haven't spent any time in the South, your idea of the South is just this racist shit.
Yeah.
Full of inbred monsters.
100%.
You know, and
you
know,
get there, and you're like,
it takes like a while too. Because I remember moving into like Austin, then going around Texas a bit when I like moved there when I was like 19 or whatever, and it's like, oh. I was expecting this all to be like, just we gonna feed it to Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, boy.
Right, yeah, exactly. Just scary rednecks or whatever. But there's actually way more of them in like rural PA and like fucking Western Maryland.
Yeah.
Upstate New York.
Upstate New York.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, the Northeast is filled with plenty of shitholes.
Much
worse people.
Northeast New York, they fucking love NASCAR up there, like local NASCAR.
Yeah.
They got their own stock cars.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, that's wild.
I don't fuck with it. And they got little fucked up pink hot dogs.
Where? Northeast New York? What's that, like by Vermont?
Rochester.
Maybe just
North
Rochester.
New York. Rochester. That's by Buffalo.
Maybe just Northeast. Super north.
Yeah.
I don't know east from west, and I don't know left and right. North and south I got, but...
Left and right, no joke, took me way too long as a kid.
I do it all what? The time.
Because of Greek, because Greek fucks me up. Aristera and dexia. I could never get the... So I had two different lefts and rights in my head, mm-hmm. and they always... I would always... Couldn't remember. I thought the one... The aristera is left in Greek, and I thought it was right for the longest time.
Because lexia sounds like left?
Well, because aristos means correct or good or whatever. It's like a positive word, and so... In my dumb brain, right means correct, and aristos means
I can remember
good.
Port and starboard, but I can't remember left and right.
Really? I can't remember those at all. Wait. Starboard's left.
Port, starboard.
No, starboard's right.
Starboard's right, yeah.
Fuck! I fucked up, man. I fucked up big time. Oh, this other thing we have to talk about. I just tweeted about that shit, but the Catholic Church literally doing, if it ain't penetration, ain't illegal.
Wait, what?
Dog.
So it's the Pennsylvania thing, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it's about?
I think so.
I haven't really been paying attention.
I don't know what that is, but I.
No,
some,
I'm
they
telling
you,
man. It's
because
I said it last week, and they just want to let everyone know how fucking powerful they are.
Yep, they know they're onto us.
Yeah, they know. They're like,
you're
okay.
So you're saying
how about this? We just raped 1,000 children for 70 years, and there's nothing you can do about it. So if you think you're gonna bring the Catholic Church down with your cum podcast,
wait, where was it?
Dude, I fucking. I posted the screenshot of that, and some fucking Irish retard like wrote on my Instagram. They were like, "Oh yeah, real edgy, going off to the church, you know, or whatever." It's like, well, are you fucking serious? You know,
it's like, what, he's pro Catholic church.
You know, I replied. I was like, first of all, it's not like I'm just screen capping an article wherein they raped thousands of kids.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you mean by real edgy.
They're the edge.
This is just fact that they raped children on the record.
Okay. I guess that's real edgy. Yep. Pointed a thing that is
maybe he's trying to say
patently that, fucked up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then it's I was like, yeah, this guy fucks kids. And then I go to his Instagram, and it's just pictures of children.
Oh no.
I mean, granted, they're his children.
Yeah.
But. He probably fucks his kids.
Yeah. And listen,
or at least feeds them to the deacon.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's his job, is to plump up his kids because the deacon's a chubby chaser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he feeds them. Mm-hmm. By the way, when I was a little kid, it's and that nice Hansel, little. The Hansel and Gretel story, where she just feeds the motherfucker chocolates to get nice and fat,
I thought that was awesome.
I straight up, no joke, was jealous, and it's not a bit. Like I was like, I knew he was gonna die, but I was like, he gets out. I was like, I knew he lives, so I was like, that
you
doesn't sound that
fat
bad.
Ass.
I know, dude. I know.
You know what? Because I was fat too, and I remember learning about. The prisoners of Auschwitz being liberated and the GIs giving them pieces of chocolate. And I remember being like, damn.
That sounds pretty good. The Holocaust sounds kind of good, actually.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Damn.
You get one morsel of chocolate.
I swear to God.
I know. I believe you, dude.
Yeah.
I 100% believe you.
They like immediately threw up because their bodies
couldn't
process food.
Well, because it was like, imagine how good that chocolate would taste. Uh-huh. You've been eating other Jews for like 4 years, mm-hmm. just dried out rats.
Yeah.
You know, pieces of like your Torah. It's all you've had to eat. And then you get fucking chocolate.
Yeah, someone
GI
you.
Chocolate.
Some
dude.
Good shit.
I remember in school when we learned about the Donner Party, and they said after they ate all the horses, they cut all their hair off and then boiled it and made a stew out of hair. And
horse hair?
It. No, their own hair.
Wait, what's the Donner Party?
They're these like people that got stuck going to California in like a snowstorm when they were in like the Sierra Nevada mountains.
Oh, damn.
But I just couldn't get that out of my mind, these people eating hair.
That sucks, dude.
It probably has no nutritional value.
It's probably just something for your body to like move around. They ate all their horses. Did they ever eat people?
I just watched some movie.
All
where
the animals, and then they started eating people.
Damn.
I watched some like made for TV movie where
the,
like a
about
plane
the Donner
crashes.
Part? Oh,
no,
yeah.
About like a soccer team. Going
Oh yeah.
I've heard about that. Yeah.
And then I can't even remember the name of the movie.
Yeah, they do eat a guy, and then they're saved, and then the guys just have to live with being cannibals the rest of their lives.
Yeah, there was a town like 3 miles down the road. It's funny. It's funny because it's like that is like no, it's a real thing that happened. It was a charter flight to crash. Because it's like, if that happened to me and I ate a guy, I'd be like, oh, well, I guess I ate him.
Yeah.
You know,
I wouldn't care. Mm-hmm. Right.
You do what you have to do.
I don't know. I think it'd be fucked up and weird.
You know what'd be worse is if everybody came into a cup and then you all drank the cum. That would be harder to live
with. That would be harder to live with, but you know what? That's because of our homophobic society. Because honestly, no one dies in that situation.
No one dies.
You're all eating cum.
Everyone comes.
Yeah, everyone comes. Damn, maybe you got to...
That's the sad part.
We're the most...
You know, that really is the sad part, bro.
Oh, fuck. That, who are the most famous cannibals in history?
Hannibal Lecter.
He's not real.
No, he might be.
Who else ate people?
I don't know.
There's like Roman emperors eating people?
I really don't know. Who? I feel like it's
the only person
list.
I know is Idi Amin.
Idi Amin ate people?
Yeah. Yeah. He would eat his enemies.
That's pretty
dude. That
that's
clip,
pretty cool,
that clip
actually.
Of that guy being like, is it not true that you said Hitler was right to kill the Jews? And Idi Amin's like, I just said, yes.
Why was he the last king of Scotland? Why was that his title?
No, that was what the movie was called.
Oh, I thought you got it.
No,
cool.
That was one of his honorifics.
Yeah, how did he get that?
Was that true?
Yeah.
How did he get that one?
How did he get that?
I don't know, because he like defeated the British or something.
Oh, nice. Oh,
did he?
I don't know. I'm just
That's pretty cool.
I'm not going to guess.
I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah,
we'll look it up.
Guess.
And
I thought it was like from a poem.
Forrest
or
Whitaker
shit.
Was his played him, right?
Yeah.
With his fucked up eye. Where was Edie? What was the what country?
Uganda.
Uganda.
Yeah.
Uganda be kidding me.
The Chelsea Handler yeah. special? She named her special that, right?
I know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he did. That was one of his honorifics, was King of Scotland.
Hell yeah. That's cool. Did he get to fuck a redheaded, like, splotchy cheek
list
bitch?
List of monarchs of Scotland. I hope he's on this list.
That would be awesome if he's at the end.
I feel like if you name yourself King of Scotland... eat people, they should just let you be king.
Who was the last one that wasn't him?
Queen Anne.
What year was that?
1665.
Damn, the British really fucked up Scotland, huh?
Yeah, they fucked their
That's
ass.
That's fucked up, man. Fuck British. Fuck the British.
Well, there's that Girl Power movie coming out about Mary Queen of Scots and Queen Anne.
Oh, okay.
Or Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. She was
Elizabeth
she
the
was
first.
Fucked up,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
She was like an iron bitch.
Yeah.
She would fuck everyone up.
Yeah, she looked like a clown.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Red ass hair.
Oh, Jeffrey goofy. Dahmer. Another famous,
Jeffrey Dahmer, of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cannibal.
Yeah.
Some Japanese rich guy.
Oh, yeah.
Issei Sagawa.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know this guy?
I actually do know about that guy.
Oh, and you say the N-word.
Japanese. You say the N-word. you guys remember, fuck, what was that Korean rap thing? Or is Japanese? Anyway.
Gangnam Style.
No. At some point, the guy goes, oh, Air Force Ones. And it's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's good. What else can we sort of barely mention?
Ba-dum, ba-dum, bum.
No, see, we got into deep Googling, each of us. Now.
Yeah, I'm looking at cannibal shit right now.
Well, I'm just trying to figure
all
out
these guys
why
have...
he called himself the last king of Scotland.
Yeah, I want to know, too, actually.
He didn't mean rules, dude. I hope I get to be like him one day.
How did he go out? They get him? Or did he just die peacefully?
No, he died in 2003.
Nice. It must be pretty tight to be a successful dictator that doesn't get dragged out into the streets by fucking horses and shit.
Yeah.
Like, if you get to just die as a dictator, that's a fucking... How many dictators we got left? We got Kim Jong.
Mm-hmm.
We got fucking...
There's plenty of dictators.
Yeah. Putin.
Putin.
The Saudi
My man,
royal family.
Remember when Putin was just like... his term limits were up, and then he just was like, all right, well, my friend's prime minister now, and I'm going to be president.
Yeah, and they went back.
And then they just swapped that rule, actually.
Medvedev.
He probably has guns all over the place, Putin. You know what I'm saying? Oh, here's the thing I wanted to ask. Did Sean Penn, like, beat the shit out of Madonna?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, dude.
Did he?
I went into a real Madonna, like, I was listening to a bunch of Madonna. I was just looking some shit up about Madonna. I think he, like, tied her up and beat the shit out of her. It's pretty fucked up, dude. Sean Penn?
Damn.
Your pussy is canceled. That's...
He was one guy that I always felt like I should be able to do an impression of, and I can't do it. I can do Chris Penn.
Yeah, Chris Penn.
I can do him, but I can't do Sean Penn.
Shouts out to Corky Romano. A great movie.
Dude, Chris Penn fucking ruled. He was so much better than his brother.
Oh, yeah. Not even close.
Yeah.
Salute to the fat boys in the family. That's the good shit.
Sean Penn goes by a number of honorifics. Actor,
the last king of Scotland.
Activist.
What?
Okay, so this guy, Issei Sagawa.
Yep.
He's like this rich Japanese guy, and he went to the Sorbonne in Paris to study. And so he's carefully selecting female classmates that he thought, you know, would be perfect to invite to over for dinner and then to taste. And then he invited this girl, Renee Hartveld, over to his place for dinner. And then he thought that if he ate her, he'd absorb her energy.
Oh, and he would be better at cooking.
And then he basically, for 2 days, feasted on her body. And then the French police caught him.
Damn.
And
I guess Terrence Howard beats up women.
Really?
Yeah.
With his little ass dick?
With his little ass dick. Yeah.
Makes sense.
So yeah, you know, I got it ain't small, it's childish.
You got a childish
I got
penis.
A little childish ass. Come on, man. Don't make fun of my childish ass penis.
I got
man.
A childish little penis.
All right, so the French found him while he was trying to dispose of the rest of her remains. Mm. And then he was deemed unfit for trial.
Oh, my God. Did he get out of it?
Went to a psychiatric
facility. Yes, he did.
And then they... and then the cruel twist was that the charges got dropped and the documents sealed, so the Japanese authorities couldn't detain him when he got back to Japan. And he
just did it a
bunch.
Went
back. He checked himself out of the hospital in 1986, and he's free.
I want to start Whoa. Deliberately getting
yeah, bitch.
That's
deliberately yeah, getting yeah. parking tickets.
My man beat the charges. Salute. He case, skated dude. On that.
And then Johnny Cochran comes yeah. over.
You go to traffic court and like plead not guilty by reason of insanity. Yeah. Just waste the court's time. Just hours in some bullshit case. You know.
I mean, would that be? Wouldn't they just put
they
you in a mental
your driver's license? No.
No, they would just say, no, we find you guilty.
Mm. But if you plead guilty, if you're saying I'm insane.
Not guilty by reason of insanity.
All right, not guilty by, but if you're admitting you're insane, do not write on me, bitch.
I'm going to write on you.
Come on, man. I
got you
got
so much skin.
I got a lot of canvas, that's true. I got a lot to work with here.
I'm going to paint you while you're asleep. Ba-dum,
ba-dum, bum, bum.
Come on, man. Don't paint me like a globe. don't put the fucking comments on my body.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I'm almost done with Africa.
Come just on, man. Make
say,
my dick.
Say Africa.
Just
Africa.
Make my dick and balls 69 longitudes, 40-20 latitude.
Hell yeah.
That's my only request.
Hell yeah.
Suck my dick. Let me plug some dates here. We can keep going afterwards. I would just like to thank you to everyone who motherfucking came out to see us at Autobar, and then also came out this weekend at motherfucking Charlottesville, Philly, B-more. It was such a fun fucking time. And thanks for everyone who bought my brother's art. My man sold some nice pieces. The Boston show. It turns out it is not sold out. The link, the first ticket service they were using got hacked, and they had to switch. So if you go to my website, I have the link for more tickets. We are not sold out.
We'll
there's still
tweet them out
a
too.
Lot. There's still a lot of tickets left because people thought it was sold out. I mean, we've sold like 150 tickets, but there's still we could sell
Great.
More.
Great, that's awesome.
So keep buying those. If you thought it sold out in Boston, it did not. It was just a ticket problem. Also, please buy Cleveland. We need to sell out because I'm a bad negotiator, and we need to make get a nice fat. Ooh, what kind of sandwich is that?
It's a.
You saved it.
Yeah, you know.
Damn, dude, I've never saved.
No, I like to space out my sandwiches.
I've never saved anything in my life.
Never.
Anyway, Cleveland Boston tour. We are in Cleveland the 2nd. Buy tickets to that, and then buy tickets to the 3rd of September in Boston, and then I will be in Connecticut, Fairfield, Connecticut, on the 7th. And then I'm in New Orleans on the 14th and 15th, Chicago the 21st and the 22nd, and then Detroit on the 23rd. That's an early show. So go to stavy.biz, stavvy.biz. But yeah, please buy tickets to those live shows, guys, and come see us while we're
about
getting stavy.jizz. No, how
have
not,
you heard
not
this?
About that.
Have you heard about this?
Oh, and also we have Funny Moms, I think, next week, the 27th. So come out to that. I think I'm probably going to go to that. I think it's about time I left the house.
The return of Stavy to the
What's the
stage?
Deal with your foot? Did the doctor say anything?
Yeah, I got a fucking just...
Because I was talking to somebody and I told them what happened. And they said that they also talked to you and that you were like, yeah, I should be back walking 10 days. But they're familiar with what the injury is. And they were like, yeah, I didn't have the heart to tell them that it's going to be like 8 months.
No, it's not going to be 8 months. No chance.
To back to normal?
I mean, back to normal, it'll probably take probably maybe... To completely normal, probably like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, that's not what they said.
But
they said it would be like an 8-month thing.
No, that's not true. Maybe they think I completely tore my shit. Right now, I can sort of put a little. I can put a little weight on it with the walking boot. So I should be honestly by next week. I'm hoping I can walk with the walking boot. And then my doctor said, with an with like a special insole, I got my feet measured for special insoles. I'll be able to walk with like an athletic sneaker and a special insole. Hopefully, in like 3 to 4 weeks.
Interesting.
So it's a soft tissue injury. They take usually, you know, to get back. It's been 6 weeks now that it happened, and usually you're back to normal in 12 weeks.
And then you'll be able to walk normal?
Hopefully, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, listen, I'm staying positive. I'm trying to get out there as quickly as possible. I'm going to do some physical therapy soon, so I'm going to motherfucking bounce back. But, yeah,
I'm just saying, man, if you want to get some Pistorius shits.
Yeah, I do. I actually do.
I'll cut your legs off.
I'd love to get those.
I would love to. I rewatched.
You know what I was thinking the other day?
The Civil War documentary.
Who the fuck was this person said 8 months?
What's that?
Who was this guy?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, you can tell me later.
No, it's somebody that cares for you and is a good friend.
I believe them.
Yeah.
I believe
it's not somebody that's like trying to fuck with you. But
yeah.
They were like, yeah, no, I don't.
Interesting.
They were like, yeah, no, it's going to be way longer than that. I didn't have the heart to tell them.
No. All right. Well, we'll talk about it afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going off multiple medical professionals.
It's a former Brooklyn Net Joe Johnson.
Ah, yes. Also ISO Joe.
Plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of the guys who comes to the shows.
Nice.
Who, David?
Yeah, it's David.
The guy with the face. Yeah.
Dude, I'm taking a bite of your shit.
Yeah, it's a very good sandwich.
Just can't resist, can you?
No. Enjoy.
No, have it, but I mean.
Have a little bite. How's that taste? Baby, how's that taste?
Looks really fucking good.
Eat up.
A good sandwich.
Are we going to tell them about our fun boys event? No.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Nothing.
What fun boys event?
About what we're going to do, what we decided we're going to do.
I can't.
What are we going to do?
We don't know. We don't know yet.
Oh, yeah. We don't know
we
yet.
We don't know yet.
I have no idea what you're even talking about.
He's talking about our trips.
Oh.
Our fun little.
Might go on a little vacay after the Australia shows, which you should also buy tickets to if you live in Australia. That's the 23rd in Sydney, the 26th in Melbourne. Melbourne?
They changed the venue for the Melbourne show.
Because we're selling too many motherfucking tickets, baby. Yeah. So let's get into the bigger venues in Sydney and Brisbane. Mm-hmm. What about Brisbane? You must have said that already, right?
I didn't think I did. Yeah. Jizz brain.
That's right.
Even better.
Mm-hmm. So, hell yes. Bum, 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 bum. The other thing I wanted to say is because I've been watching Parks and Rec and I see Rashida Jones all the time, I'm reminded that her
is
father,
black.
Quincy Jones, fucked Ivanka Trump.
He fucked the Trump's daughter.
Ivanka.
Yeah, that was in that interview recently where
that
he said
awesome
that.
Interview.
Yeah.
Remember Quincy Jones, the comedian?
Yep.
The guy that had cancer.
Yeah, and then he got all those specials, and then he didn't die, and people were like, well,
he didn't
what
have
the
cancer.
Fuck, bro? You're not dead? It's like...
yeah, him and Bat Kid. Public Enemies number one and two.
It's also like, I believe the guy had cancer. Like, what the fuck?
Well, yeah.
He looked bad as shit. Like, he had... Anyway, whatever. So what, he didn't... Like, you wanted him to die, I guess? I guess the answer is yes. Oh, also, I'll be going down... I think I'm in D.C. this week, Thursday. I'm popping in and out on Thursday in D.C. if you're there. So go to stabby.biz. Yeah, we've done plenty of time.
Yeah.
anything else you'd like to mention, Adam?
No.
Nicholas?
Nah.
What are you guys doing after this?
Someone.
I got to go home and upload this.
Oh, yeah. True. Fuck. Damn. I was looking for a hang, but.
No, this has got to go up. Like
you're right. Yeah, we should. Let's
sorry,
just stop.
I hit like a wall.
Yeah, I slept like 3 hours last night.
I slept plenty, but I'm just fucking exhausted. I don't know why.
Well, we did. This is an hour 20, I think. Right now.
Yeah. All right.
So we're gonna
go. Doing fun.
Thank you guys for listening. Please come out to our live shows. Thank you for coming, everyone who did. My mom came to the shows. We'll talk about that more
Venetia.
Next time.
Venetia,
Lil V, my girl.
Mm.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much. That's the show. Goodbye. Right. Sorry, we were late.